10 years ago, I began writing a collection of essays on teaching. The end result was Teaching to Transgress, Education as the Practice of Freedom. In the early stages of discussing this project with my beloved white male editor, Bill Germano, many questions were raised about the possible audience for this book. Was there really an audience of teachers and students wanting to engage the discussions about difference and struggle in the classroom that were the core of this text? Would college professors want to read this work? Were the topics broad enough? I was confident then that there were many educators out there who, like myself, wanted to engage in a dialogue about all these issues. Once the questions were answered, we forged ahead with publication. Immediate response from readers let the publishers know that the work was timely, that its conversational tone made it an easy read, offering readers an opportunity to return to chapters, work with ideas they found new, difficult, disturbing, or just plain ideas that they disagreed with and wanted to think through. More than any other book I've written, Teaching to Transgress has reached the diverse audiences I imagined would be its readers. Bridging the gap between public school teachers and those of us who do most, if not all, of our teaching at colleges and universities, these essays focused on common issues teachers confront, irrespective of the type of classroom we work in. Certainly, it was the publication of Teaching to Transgress that created a space where I was dialoguing more and more with teachers and students in public schools, talking with teachers training to be teachers, listening to them talk to me about teaching. The incredible success of Teaching to Transgress motivated my editor to urge me to write another book on teaching shortly after the publication of this first book. I was adamant that I would not write another book about teaching unless I felt that sense of organic necessity that often drives me to passionate writing. In these past 10 years, I've spent more time teaching teachers and students about teaching than I've spent in the usual English department, feminist studies, or African American studies classroom. It was not simply the power of Teaching to Transgress that opened up these new spaces for dialogue. It was also that as I went out into the public world, I endeavored to bring, as a teacher, passion, skill, and absolute grace to the art of teaching. It was clear to audiences that I practiced what I preached. That union of theory and praxis was a dynamic example for teachers seeking practical wisdom. I do not mean to be immodest in openly evaluating the quality of my teaching and writing about teaching. My intent is to bear witness so as to challenge the prevailing notion that it is simply too difficult to make connections. This is not so. Those of us who want to make connections, who want to cross boundaries, do. I want all passionate teachers to revel in a job well done, to inspire students training to be teachers. There are certainly moments in the classroom where I do not excel in the art of teaching. However, it is crucial that we challenge any feeling of shame or embarrassment that teachers who do their job well might be tempted to indulge when praising ourselves or being praised by others for excellent teaching. For when we hide our light, we collude in the overall cultural devaluation of our teaching vocation. A big basketball fan, I often tell audiences, "Do you really think Michael Jordan does not know that he is an incredible ball player? That throughout his career, he has been gifted with a level of skill and magnificence which sets him apart?" In the past 10 years, I've spent many hours teaching away from the normal college classroom. Publishing children's books, I've spent more time than I ever thought I would teaching and talking with children, especially children between the ages of 3 and 6.